Today's shiur is Daf Tezayin. We're going to begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. To review, we had in the previous shiur a machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Eder of Yeshua if Poritz Ka'omer or not. As we've been saying, if Poritz Merubah Al-Omer, if there are more breaches than standing parts to the wall, the halacha is that it's not a legitimate mechitza. The question is, what happens if it's exactly the same? Poritz Ka'omer. Rav Papa said, Poritz Ka'omer is kosher, it's considered like it's closed. Rav Huna Bar Eder of Yeshua said, the Poritz Ka'omer is considered like it's Poritz. And the Gemara attempts to bring a proof from the following braisa. Toshmash, Yorosh Achintz Bebeka, if a caravan is encamped in an open field, v'kifuah b'gemalim b'kufais, and they surround it with camels, b'ukfais, with saddles, b'avitin, with cushions, b'shlifin, with bundles, b'konim, with reeds, with sticks, b'kolchais, with vegetable stalks, the halacha is matatim b'toichai. If these barricades are 10 tefachim high, it becomes a legitimate enclosed area, and you could carry in that area. However, continues the braisa, uvad shei ben gomel legomel kamalei gomel, the area between the camels has to be the width of a camel. Ubein ukaf l'ukaf, between the sandals, the area of kamalei ukaf, the width of a saddle. Ubein avit l'avit, between the cushions, kamalei avit, the width of a cushion. We see from this braisa that if the area enclosed by the partitions are equal to the solid section, are equal to the solid sections, it will not be a legitimate mechitza, which is Rav Huna Bar Eder of Yeshua's psak against Rav Papa. Answers the Gemara, Hachinami, we're talking kshenichnas v'yotze. It's not that they're equal, that the area in between goes in and out easily. So since it goes out easily, the gaps are in fact slightly larger than the solid parts of the partition, and parts merubah la'omid, and Rav Papa will agree it's not a valid mechitza. Toshma, there's a braisa regarding hilchus klayim, which we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to plant different types of seeds, different types of growths next to each other. And this braisa discusses the mechitzas that could separate for klayim. Nimchus ata oimer, there are, you could say, there are shalosh midas mechitzas. There are three categories regarding petitions. The first category is kol shupachas mishloisha. Wherever the solid sections, between the solid sections, is less than three tefachim, as is in picture 116 on page 39, that means each partition is less than three tefachim big, there can't be between the partition three tefachim, so that a small goat cannot get its head in between the partitions. So let's review, we will review each thing individually. The first thing the braisa is teaching us is that if each partition is very narrow, but between the partitions there's less than three tefachim, so the concept of lavud takes in place, and it's considered as if it's completely enclosed. And therefore, you could plant on one side of this partition one type of growth, and on the other side of partition, another type of growth. Next case, the next category, kol shu gimel, whenever, this is picture 117, wherever the solid section of the partition are three tefachim, or megimel v'yadalid, are between three and four tefachim wide, tzorach shelo yehei ben zeh lezeh kemloyoy, it's necessary that there should not be between one section and the next a gap as wide as the section itself. Why? So we should not have a situation where the open area equals the closed area. If the open area is larger than the closed area, and seems to have a steer right here, as the Gemara says. First, it means that they shouldn't be equal, and then the Brisa says that it can't be more. We'll discuss it. Af kenegad ha'omed aser, even planting something opposite the wall segments will be aser. So here we're learning, as is shown in picture 117, that if the boards are less than 4 tefachim, if the area between the boards is greater, according to Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, as we're going to learn, or equal, according to Rav Papa, or equal, according to Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, then this partition is not considered a partition, and you can't plant anywhere. The next case is Kol Shu Dalid, whenever the solid sections of the partition are 4 tefachim, or Mi arba vat eser amos, or between 4 tefachim and 10 amos wide, tzor shlo yehei ben zelib zeb meloyoi, it's necessary that there should be not between the section and the next a gap as wide as the section itself, shlo yehei paritz ka'omid, so we should not have a situation where the open area is equal to the closed area, vim hoya paritz ka'omid, and if you have such a situation, kenegad ha'omed mutter, it'll be mutter to plant next to the solid section, kenegad ha'paritz also, but next to the open section it will be also. So here we're learning a new din. We're learning that even though you may have a situation that it's paritz merubah la'omed and it's not considered therefore a valid mechitza, still the halacha will be that next to the standing part you'll be allowed to plant. Why? Because you have a significant solid part. It's dalet fachim wide or wider. Now, the Rishonim point out an obvious discrepancy. What would be the halacha on Shabbos? The halacha would be that you cannot plant, you cannot use this as a wall. Even if you have solid sections that are dalet fachim wide, if it would be poritz merubah la'omid, it would not be considered a wall. Yet here we're saying that keneged the standing part, you are allowed to plant if it's dalet tefachim wide. So the Mefarshim explain, the requirements for Shabbos and the requirement for Klayim are different requirements. The requirement for Shabbos is that it has to be a mechitza, it has to be a wall, a partition. So if it's paritz merubah la'omid, it's not a wall, it's not a partition. The requirement for Klayim is not that I have to have a wall. The requirement for Klayim is that there should be a separation between one seed and another seed. If you have a board that's dalet tefachim wide, you have such a separation. So even though it may not be a wall, because it's paritz merubah la'omid, still, next to the solid part, it's considered separated and you could plant. Continues the Braisa, from Hoya Oimen Merubah al Paritz, if the walled area is greater than the breached area, then Af Kenegad HaParitz Mutter, then it's a wall and you can plant it anywhere. Nifritz of Yoisim Yeser, however, if there's an opening in the partition which is larger than 10 Amis, Oser, then it's Os to plant. So there's a Machloikis Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim, what does it mean it's Os to plant? Rashi says that if the wall has a breach of 10 amis, then you can't plant anywhere along that wall, even in the parts that may have solid pieces that are 4 tefachim or wider. Since this wall, says Rashi, has a breach of 10 amis, you can't plant next to this wall. Tosfos Yeshanim disagrees. Tosfos Yeshanim says that it's no different than the previous case. Just like in the previous case, it may not be considered a wall if it's paritz merubah la'omid. But that doesn't disqualify the area next to the standing wall. Here too, you may have a breach, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, of 10 amis, but that shouldn't disqualify the area that's standing if it's 4 tefachim or wider, that you should be at least allowed to plant next to that area. Ask the Rashba, why doesn't the Gemara, why doesn't the Braisa Masechta Klayim say that there are four categories? The Braisa began Nins Masechta Oima Sholosh, that there are three categories. And now with this last case that we just learned, There are four categories. So the Rashba answers that in the first three cases, they're all dealing with situations where Paretz Merubah L'Oimid. In the first case, it's Paretz Merubah L'Oimid, but it's Mutter because of Lovet. In the last case, it's Paretz Merubah L'Oimid, but you could plant next to the salad pot. And in the middle case, if it's Paretz Merubah L'Oimid, you can't do anything. In this case, Paretz Merubah L'Oimid, or Oimid Merubah L'Paretz, will have the same halacha. And the Bryce is focusing the three categories and situations of Paretz Merubah L'Oimid. Continues the Bryce, Hoyisham Konam Hadroikinim, if there were poles in the ground, Vaslam Peim Lamala, and somebody makes a crossbar of vines across from one pole to the other, Afil B'yosim Esam Mutter, then you can plant even if it's wider than 10 amos, because then we say it's a Tzuris HaPesach. Now we focus on our Sugya. Ketanimius Reisha. What do we learn in the Reisha? The Reisha here meaning the second case of the Braisa. Megimel Vadalet, that if the solid sections are between 3 and 4 Tvachim wide, the partition is valid as long as B'vach Shalai Bein Zeh L'Zeh K'Meloyoi, that there is not between one section and the gap as wide as the section itself. So we see that a partition is invalid if the gaps and solid sections are equal, which is the Yuf to the Rapapa. He says if they're equal, it's fine. Answers the Gemara, Rapapa. So Rapapa answers, as he answered earlier on this Amid, Maya Meloya, what does the Braisa mean that it's as wide as the section itself? Nichnas V'yotze, that the gap is wide enough for item as wide as one of the solid sections to go in and out easily. So that means that the gaps are actually slightly wider than the solid sections themselves. That's why it's a problem. But if they're equal, it would not be a problem. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Mistabra. This seems to be a reasonable way of explaining the Braisa. Because it's said in the Braisa, Im Hayu Paretz Merubah L'Oimid, if the breached part is larger than the standing part, Af Keneged Oimid Asur, then it's Asur to plant even opposite the wall segments. So the deek is, the inference is, Haka Oimid, if they're equal, Mutter. Shema Minah, from here we see that if it's half open, half closed, like Rapapa says, it's fine. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, that now we have a raya from this price to Rapapa's psak, what would Rav Huna B'Reider of Yeshua, who disagrees with Rav Papa, do with this Braisa? Leim to have it to Yufta, Rav Huna B'Reider of Yeshua. Should we now say that not only is the Braisa a riot to Rav Papa, it'll be a kasha to Rav Huna? Amalach, so Rav Huna responds to you. Ulo Tameich, according to the way you're understanding the Braisa. Eim Sefer, let's look at the end of the Braisa. At the end of the Braisa it said, if the standing part, if the closed part is larger than the open part, then the halacha is afkin negra paretz mutter, it's considered a valid mechitza, and you can plant even next to the open parts. Hoka paretz, what's the deek? That if they're equal, it's asur. So this braisa, this part of braisa, supports Rav Huna B'Reir Yeshua's psak. So now we have, says the Gemara, conflicting the yukim in the Braisa. Sefer, the end of the Braisa is a Kashal Rapapa, and Reisha, the first part of the Braisa, is Kashal Rav Huna B'Reir Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Sefer Rapapa Lekasha. The last case of the Braisa is not a Kashal Rapapa. I did the Tana Reisha parts Merubah L'Oimid, since the first part of the Braisa used the expression parts Merubah L'Oimid, that's why Tana Sefer Oimid Merubah L'Paretz, that it's only kosher if the Oimid is larger than the Paretz. But how, really, if the Oimid and the Paretz were equal, it's also kosher. And like the Mepharshim explained, they learned everything Baal Peh, Torah Shel Baal Peh, they learned everything by heart. So the Tanoim Chazal were very concerned that the language in the Braises should be symmetrical, should be similar, so it should be easier to remember by heart, even if at the expense of sometimes being somewhat inaccurate. And the Gemara says a similar teretz on Rav Huna B'Reider of Yeshua. Reish Rav Huna B'Reider of Yeshua like Kasha. Either the Bible, Mr. Sefer, since in the Sefer we want to say, Oymen Merub El Aparetz, only when the walled area is larger than the open area, that's when it's considered a valid partition. That's why Tanaresh Aparetz Merub El Oymed, that's when it's not kosher. But truthfully, if the Aparetz and Oymed were equal, it would also not be a valid partition. Now, the first case of the Braisa spoken about when the walled sections themselves are less than 3 tefachim wide, and the second case of the Braisa spoke about when the sections are 3 tefachim wide. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rapapa, according to Rapapa, Mishim Hachle Arav Lubitanalu. I could understand why the Braisa distinguishes between the case where the board is 3 tefachim wide to where board is less than 3 tefachim wide. Because according to Rapapa, a partition whose sections are exactly 3 tefachim wide, it's mutter, even if the gaps between the sections are also 3 tefachim. Therefore, it couldn't be placed in the first case, which are dealing with partitions that are less than 3 tefachim wide, and therefore they're disqualified by gaps of 3 tefachim. So that's why we had to say two separate cases. The first case is where the partition, where the gaps are less than 3 tefachim, and the second case, if the gaps are 3 tefachim, it could still be kosher. Eller from the Braid of Yeshua. But according to Rabbi Huri Yeshua, even if in the second case, if the gaps are 3 tefachim wide, and the partitions are 3 tefachim wide, it would be possible. Why would it be possible? Because it's Paretz Kaimin. And according to Rabbi Shuna Breid Rav Shua, Paretz Kaimin is possible. So, Levina, listen to new, let the Braisa combine these two cases. It should have mentioned the case when the gaps are less than 3 tefachim, and the gaps are 3 tefachim, and invalidate them equally in the same case. And say kol shupach mishloisha, whenever the south sections of the partition are less than 3 or exactly 3, sarach shleihei ben zelazah shloisha, you have to be careful that there shouldn't be 3 tefach between the partitions. Why didn't, if according to Rav Huna Yeshua Paretz Kaimit is usher, why didn't the Braisa combine the two cases? Answers the Gemara, mishum deloidami psul deresh lepsul deseifa. Yes, both cases, according to Rav Huna Yeshua, will not be considered a valid partition by Klein, but it'll be for different reasons. Psul the Reisha, in the first case, the reason why it's possible is because since you'll have a situation, since if a goat could get in, then it's not good. If a goat can't get in, it is good. The problem in the second case is because of Paretz Kaimed. So since it's different disqualifications, one is because of Paretz Kaimed, and one is because of a Chisaron and Lavid, that's why the Braisa did not combine the two cases. Now the Gemara talks about another case of the Braisa. The first halacha of the Braisa was that Pachs Mishloisha, that if the area is less than 3 tefachim, then it's okay. If it's 3 tefachim, we don't say lofet. Mani, who position does that reflect? Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan hold, pachas mishloisha amrina lofet, if there are gaps less than 3 tefachim, we say lofet. Shloisha, if the gaps are 3 tefachim or wider, loya amrina lofet. Very good. Ema seifa, but now looks at the second category. The second category was kol shu shloisha, whenever the south sections of the partition are exactly 3, or mishloisha ve'arba, or they're between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. So we see that anything below 4 tefachim is not considered a partition. So the Gemara, also of Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara is learning that this goes according to Shimon Gamliel. Dama pachas me'arba lovet, that considers 4 tefachim the amount on which I say lovet. Di Rabbanon, pot mishloish shvat arba, according to Rabbanon, if it would already be 3 tefachim wide, what's the difference if it's 3 or 4? Shloish shvat arba charu. So wait a mefarshim explained the Gemara's questions like this. What's crucial, they say, is consistency. They say if the Rabbanon hold that we say lovet only by three tefachim. That means the Rabbanon hold three tefachim is a chashiva area. If three tefachim is a chashiva area, so then even if I have a petition of only three tefachim, even if I'm dealing with a situation of poritz meruba la'aymid, I should be allowed to plant next to the standing pot. If the Braisa says that I have to have a partition of four tefachim wide in order to be able to plant next to it, seemingly, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, that it's only a partition when it's dalat tefachim, because only dalat tefachim is chashiv. So then lovet should be dalat tefachim. Yet this Braisa, in the first case it says three tefachim, and the second, in the first din it says three tefachim, the second din it says four tefachim. Now Tosfos points out that the Gemara didn't have to ask this question from the first category to the second category. The Gemara could have shown that the second category of the Braisa is inconsistent with Rabbanan or Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not consistent with Rabbanan, because we just said that it doesn't consider three tefachim walled sections significant. It requires four tefachim sections. And it's not consistent with Rav Shimon Gamliel, because it invalidates a petition whose gaps are larger than the walled sections, even if the gaps are less than four tefachim wide. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the gaps are less than four tefachim wide, I should be able to say love it. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked the question that way. But Tosfos says, this is Tosfos in the bottom of Amar Aleph, that the derech of the Gemara is that if you could ask a question from the Reisha, it already asked the question from the Reisha, it doesn't start to ask from the Sefer. Amar Abaye, so the Abaye says, mid the Reisha Rabbanon, if the first clause, the first category of the Braisa, the Rabbanon, clearly, because it says the gaps of three tefachim, only less than three tefachim, I say love it, safe in the Rabbanon. Then the second case is also with Rabbanon. If it's according to Rabbanon, so as soon as I have a walled section of three tefachim, I should be allowed to plant on the other side. Why does the Braisa require walled sections of four tefachim? Says the Gemara, Omayd Rabbanon, the Kolam Mishri Kenegdai. However, the Chacham agree that in order to be able to plant on the opposite side of the wall, if this four tefachim is considered significant, and then planting opposite it is permitted, if not, it's not considered significant and it's not chashiv. So basically what the Gemara is saying is that lovud and a makim chashiv don't necessarily travel together. A makim chashiv is only dalat tefachim, lovud is three tefachim. Rava says a different teretz. Mid the sefer of Shimon Gamliel, if we identify that the sefer is going according to Shimon Gamliel, reish nam Rav Shimon Gamliel. The reish is also Rav Shimon Gamliel. If it's Shimon Gamliel, why did the Reisha say that we only say lovid if it's less than three tefachim? According to Shimon Gamliel, we say lovid even when it's less than four tefachim, says the Gemara. V'chi amar of Shimon Gamliel amrinan lovid. When did Shimon Gamliel say that we could say lovid up to four tefachim? Hani mili l'mala. That's when the gaps are above. For example, if you have a kaira that doesn't reach the wall, so Shimon Gamliel will say that if it's within four tefachim of the wall, I'll say lovid. Avlamate, here we're talking that we want to say on the bottom. There's a different concern, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. There's a concern, avle mechitz shigdi and boikamba. It's a petition in which the goats could pass, and in such a case, loyamin and lovid. It means Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rava, distinguishes, sometimes I say lovid with four tefachim, and sometimes Rav Shimon Gamliel will say that we only say lovid with three tefachim. Now, there's an interesting shaila in the Rishonim. Is a Rava and Abaya arguing, or is a Rava and Abaya saying different terutzim? Let me explain. Some Rishonim say the Rava is actually arguing with Abaya, and Rava will say that the Rabbanan who say lovid is three tefachim will disagree with Abaya and will say that we say that a mokum choshev is three tefachim. And that's why Rava says the Braisa must go according to Shimon Gamliel. Other Rishonim say that Rava is not arguing with Abaya. Rava is just saying a different teretz. Abaya was able to say that the Braisa works according to Rabbanan, and Rava is saying I can figure out how it could work according to Shimon Gamliel. But I agree those Rishonim say that the Rabbanan say that a mokum choshev is only dalat tefachim. it will be very relevant to halacha, because we paskin like the Rabbanan, and we also paskin like Rava. If Rava is arguing on Abaya, that'll mean that according to Rabbanon, three tefachim is already a makom chashuv, which will have a lot of relevance to different halachas. Toshma. So we go back to the machloike between Rav Huna and Rav Huna, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rishua. What is the halacha by Parutz Koimit? Toshma. The Brisa says, we've had this Brisa previously. Tefanas halalu shruben psachim v'chaloines mutar. These walls that are mostly doors and windows are permitted. Ovad shehei oimim rubal parts. As long as they have oimim rubal parts. Ask the Gemara Shiruba Sakadaitach. If it's mostly doors and windows, so how does it work? Ella, the way we have to explain, is Shiruba behen psachim v'chaloines. The Brisa says you can make doors, you can make windows, it's all mutter. As long as Bavat Shei Oimim Rubel Parts, that the wall area doesn't exceed the open area. Hoka Parts, the Deek is that if they're equal, Osir, Tiyuftas Rapapa, which is a question of Rapapa, still Tiyufta. So it's a question. Rapapa is refuted. Then the Gemara says, however, Hilchasuk Rapapa, the Loch is like Rapapa, the Parts Ka'imit is Mutter. Ask the Gemara, Tiyufta Vahilchasa. First we just ask the question, Rav Papa, and then you say, I'm passing Rav Papa. And it's the Gemara, yes. Mishum the Daikim Asnisin Kavasei. We go back to Gemara we learned yesterday on that Tezvav of Mabeis, where there the Gemara proved from our Mishnah that the Loch is like Rav Papa. The Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Lohei Pirtus Yisair Slobinion. The Mishnah said that the open areas can't exceed the standing areas. Hot Kabinion, if they're equal, Mutter. And that's the halacha, the parutz ka'aymet is mutter. But Tosfos makes an interesting observation, that even though parutz ka'aymet is mutter, says Tosfos, that isn't the halacha all over. Tosfos says, for example, the halacha is that when you shecht an animal, you have to shecht most of the simonim, most of each of the two simonim. What will be the halacha if you only shecht it half? So if we say parutz ka'aymet, seemingly we should say it's okay. So Tosfos, it's not the same. But Tosfos doesn't explain why it's different. Tosfos just says the halacha. So the Maral says a very nice explanation. The Maral explains that in Mechitzas, the halacha is you need to have a partition. Tells us Rav Papa that if the partition is parutz koimet, it's half and half, it's considered a partition. By Shechita, it's not a halacha that you have to have most of it cut. And if I say half of it cut, it's like most. There's a halacha you have to do, says the Maral, in explanation of Tosfos, a Maisa Shechita. What is a Maisa Shechita? Cutting Rav of the Simen. If you didn't cut Rav of the Simen, you didn't do a Maisa Shechita. And therefore, Rapapa, and everybody will agree that machtza, cutting only half the simen is not a valid shechita. Continues the Mishnah. Mekifin shloisha chavolim. Again, we're talking about a caravan that's camped in an open field and wants to enclose the area to permit carrying in that area on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah. And this is picture 118. Mekifin shloisha chavolim zelim alamazah. You put three horizontal ropes, one above the other. You have to make sure that there's no gap between the ropes of less than, of more than three tefachim, so you should be able to say love it. And shir chavolim ve'avyon, the size of the ropes must equal yesa tefach, a drop more than a tefach, k'dei she'akol asar tefachim. So we should have a total of, between the gaps, which are closed up through lavud, and the ropes of ten tefachim, because as we've been saying, a partition to be considered a valid halachic partition must be ten tefachim high. So, just to explain according to the picture, if we'll have three gaps, a little less than three each, so we'll have a little less than nine tefachim between the gaps, and then we'll have the ropes equaling a tefach plus more, we'll have a total of 10. There's a very interesting observation made by the Stipler and the Kehilas Yaakov based on this halacha. The Stipler asks that if you look at this picture, Why don't we have it Tzuras HaPesach? If we look at the picture all the way on the right, we have two vertical poles and we have the rope going across. So that should be a Tzuras HaPesach. And as we've been learning so many times in this Masechta, a Tzuras HaPesach is the best mechitza you could ever have. So why is there a need for any more than that? So the Stipler uses this to say this is a proof to a famous Chumrah of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a Tzuras HaPesach, which is wider than 10 Amos, will not work in an area which is Paretz Merubah Lo'oimit. In such a situation, points out the Stipler, perhaps the Tzuras HaPesach is wider than 10 Amos, and it's certainly a situation of Paretz Merubah Lo'oimit. There, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. That's why our Mishnah had to come up with another approach how we could encircle and enclose this area. And this is a proof to the Psak of the Rambam that we don't say a Tzuras HaPesach should work if it's wider than 10 Amis and it's Paretz Merubah Lo'oimit. Another petition, another valid way of making petition, would be Makifim B'Kamin. They could take a series of vertical poles, but again, the halach is a vachloi ben kana lechaveri shlosh tefachim. There's not to be more than three tefachim between the poles, so we could say love it. Says the Mishnah, the Chacham say b'shiyaru dibru, dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that this halacha, that this is a valid partition, is only by a caravan. The Chacham Aimrim lo yedibru b'shiyaru al b'hayva. The halacha is not limited to a shiyara. It just mentioned, the Mishnah mentioned the case of shiyara, because that's typical where such a situation would occur. But it's not limited to a shiyara. Kol mechitza she'ena shal sashi v'shal erev ena mechitza. Now we have a chumra of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that unless the petition is comprised of vertical and horizontal components, it's not a mechitza, a big chumra. The Chachamim ech m'shnei dvarim. The Chachamim say either horizontal or vertical, either one alone is sufficient. What's the difference between the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah and the Chachamim that spoke to Rabbi Yehuda? We will learn in the Gemara. Amrav hun amrav, harei amru, oimed merubah l'paretz. If you have a situation where the wall segments are more than the standing sections, b'shasi, when the wall sections are vertical, havi oimid, it's considered a partition, as we've learned many times. Boy Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna wants to know be'erev mai, what's going to be the halacha when it's horizontal? If you have horizontal partitions and you're relying on oimid merubah l'paretz, will it be acceptable or not? So the Mefarshim try to explain, why should there be a difference if the partitions are vertical or horizontal? So the Goyen Yaakov and the Keren Ira explain very nicely. They say that if you have vertical partitions, and they're the majority, the standing, and then you have openings, those openings are only entranceways. And since they're only entranceways, every wall has an entrance where you have to be able to get in and out. That's why it's considered a valid partition. But if the partition is made up of horizontal partitions, so you can't say that the openings are doors. That's why Rav Amnuna wants to know, will I still say the heter of Oymed Merubah L'Paretz in such a situation? And in fact, as Fasema says, we know that you do say Oymed Merubah L'Paretz works, and the reason we have to say it works is because those gaps are considered like windows. That's how the Keren Ayur learns. Others explain that when you have vertical poles and they're the Oymed Merubah L'Paretz, you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high. And as we've explained many times, a mechitza, to be considered a mechitza, must be 10 tefachim high. However, if you don't have verticals, you only have horizontals, you don't have in any one area a 10 tefachim high mechitza, and a mechitza that's not 10 tefachim high is not acceptable. Amar Abaye, Toshma, Shir Chavolim V'Ovyon Yoysa Tefach. The size of the ropes in our Mishnah must be combined, have to be more than a tefach. So Shei Kol, as we explained in the Mishnah, a total of 10 tefachim. Vim Isa. Now if we say that horizontal sections are valid, even if we say Oymen Merubala Poritz, Lomli Yasal Tefach, why do I need that the combined thickness of the ropes should not be more than a tefach? Levit Pachas Mishloisha, let's make less than three tefachim, then place a rope right there. Pachs Mishloish v'chev mashu, then leave another area less than three tefachim, so I could say loved. And pachs ma'arba, and then leave a space of less than four tefachim, and place a rope on top of that area. So we'll have most of the area closed, because we'll say, oymen rubel aparitz, you'll have two times loved, which will be six. But tizbro, says the Gemara, you want to say that this will work? You want to have one gap of four tefachim. Where exactly do you want that gap to put? If you want it to be on the bottom, as shown in picture 119, since this will be more than four tefachim, it'll be a mechitza that could be penetrated by goats. And as we've said already, any partition that could be penetrated by goats is not a valid partition. So that can't be the case you want. So you want it to be as is in picture 120, that the four tefachim gap should be on top. There'll be a different concern. Osavir the high gisa, or the high gisa, the open side of on the bottom of the top rope, and the open side on the top of it will nullify it, because a solid segment of wall is regarded as non-existent if it's flanked on both sides by gaps that are at least 3 tefachim wide. So what do you want? In Mokan Lever Mitzi, picture 121, you want to put it in the middle. Havelei Oymen Meruba Al Parts Mishtei Ruchas, this would be a case where the open area is the closed area is only larger than the open area by combining, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, by combining the two closed areas. That means like this. If we look at picture 121, this middle spot has a gap of 4 tefachim. The part on the bottom is 3 tefachim, the part on the top is 3 tefachim. Each one itself is less than the open area. How is it larger? It's only larger because I combine the top and the bottom. And shamed mina, we know that oymed meruba al aparitz mishtei ruchos have oymed. It's not for sure that that's considered enclosed. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rashba, Tosfos, find difficulty with Rashi's pshat. Because really the Gemara said earlier, they say, that if you have Oymed, Meruba Al-Aparitz, even though you had to combine two different areas, it's still considered Oymed, Meruba Al-Aparitz. So that wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, they learn Pshat in the Gemara that the concern here is Asavir the High Gisa, Vasavir the High Gisa Umavatalai. That the concern is that you'll have open area larger than the closed area, as we learned a moment ago, and that's why that mechitza won't work. So again, Rav Humnuna is asking a question, and we're trying to find where is the situation he's referring to. Says the Gemara, Rav Humnuna, coming by the way, Rav Humnuna is asking regarding this situation. Kigoyin, the Eisen Machtzelis Dav Zayin Mashu. This is picture 122. We bring a mat which is slightly larger than 7 tefachim, the chokva gimel, we make an opening of a strip of 3 tefachim, the shavakva dalim mashu, and we leave on tap an area of dal tefachim, the vukme pachas gimel, and the bottom part we put within 3 tefachim. So now, from the bottom, from the ground to the next strip, there's less than 3 tefachim, so I say love it. Then from this area to the next, from that strip to the top, is 3 tefachim, and then you have 4 tefachim on the top. Do I say, so it's parts, it's oymed meruba al aparitz, will I say, is such a petition valid, or it's invalid, even though the oymed is meruba al aparitz? Rav Ashi Amar, Mechitza Tluya Boilei. The question is, as is shown in picture 123, where you have a full-fledged 10 tefachim mechitza, but there's more than 3 tefachim between the ground and it. K'rabai minei rav tavl miraf, mechitza t'loyim ashtata b'chorva, could such a suspended petition work in a over dry land? Amalei, they answered him, ein mechitza t'loyim ateres ala b'mayim. It only works by water, because as we explained, it's a special cooler that Chazal gave by water. Now the Rishonim explained this Gemara this way. They ask, we know that Mechitza Tluya doesn't work, so why should we say it works? So they say there's a nafkamina, what kind of a Mechitza? Of course, if the Mechitza was only, let's say, 6 Tfachim, and we wanted to rely on a concept of Mechitza Tluya, and we also wanted to rely on a situation of Oymid Merubah Laparetz. So they say we're relying on too many halachic leniencies, and that's why we won't be Mekel. However, if Ashi says, the question here is that I have a full-fledged Mechitza. As the diagram indicates, it's 10 Tfachim high. The only cooler we want to rely on is Gur Achis, because there's more than 3 tefachim between the mechitz and the floor. Perhaps, says Rav Ashi, Rav Hamnuna wanted to know, that since I have such a legitimate mechitza, I should be able to say good achis, even when there's more than 3 tefachim, separating it from the ground. But the halacha is that we do not say so. We do not say so. We learned in the Mishnah, mikifim bekamin, we could surround the area of encampment with these poles. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a stira between what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah and what he says in the Braisa. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'shiyari in, this type of mechitza will only work for a caravan, b'yachad loy, but not for an individual." For Tanya asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, "Kol mechitza Shabbos, lo yitiru liyachad, yoysim beis asayim." Chazal did not rely on all these types of partitions for an individual if the area is larger than 2 beis sa. But what does that mean? If the area is less than 2 beis sa, even though it's one of these weak partitions, still Rabbi Yehuda will say it's okay. Yet in our Mishnah it seems that Rabbi Yehuda says it never works for a yachid. Answers the Gemara, "Kid Amar Rav Nachman retain Rabbi Rabbi," like Rav Nachman and Rabbi Rabbi said regarding another question, which we'll refer to in a moment. It only refers to give them enough space for all their needs. When he said in our Mishnah that Hachanam Elitalan Kotzarchan, when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that these weak mechitzas don't work for an individual, that's talking regarding the area larger than 2 beis sa. The area of 2 beis sa, Rabbi Yehuda will say, a weak partition will work even for yachid. Now we discuss an area larger than beis sa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, for yachid it will never work, and for a rat, for shiara, it will work. Litalan called Sarchan. Hey, asked the Gemara, "Heichi itmed Rav Nachman timi Rabbi Rabbaye?" Regarding what halacha was this said? Aha, the Tanan. It's regarding what we learned in the Mishnah. It said, "Rabbi kol mechitza shein shoshesi ve'erev." If the mechitza isn't made up of both vertical and horizontal parts, ain't a mechitza de Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's not considered a valid mechitza. Asked the Gemara, "Or me, I'm Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hachi. Did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda pask in that way? But Tanya, echad yachid, vechad shiara lechavolim. Both an individual and a caravan can use a partition just made out of these ropes. Ma ben yachid shiara. What's the difference between an individual and a caravan? Yachid noisin loy beis asayim. An individual gets 2 saw. Shnayim noisin loy beis asayim. 2 people also only get 2 beis saw. Gimel, but once you have 3 people, Nasa Shiara, they're considered a caravan. For Noislam Beis Sheish, they already get 6 here, 6 Beis Sa. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'chamraimrim Echad Yachid V'echashyaray. It makes a difference in individual or caravan. Always Noislam Kotzarch, we give them what they need. Ovad Shloyehei Beis Asayim Pani. As long the Rabbanans say that we don't have an area of Beis Asayim which is not used. But at this brisa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda permits the use of inferior walls. In our Mishnah, it seems that he says he can never use inferior walls. That's what Rabbi Nachman Tem Rabbi Bibai said. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and the Mishnah refers only to the issue and not allowing them enough space for all their needs. Rabbi Yosef holds that the use of inferior walls for purpose. Says it's usur for the purpose of enclosing an area larger than the limits he sets in the braisa, but he will agree the carrying is permitted within the weak walls if the area that's enclosed is not larger than the limits he set. So the way we learn, we were up to at this point, is the machloikis is as follows. Everybody agrees that to some degree these weak partitions are considered halachically acceptable. Certainly if they're only enclosing an area of two beisos or less. Rav Yehuda is going to say that a caravan is allowed as much base as required, but an individual is limited to two beisos. The Chachamim are going to hold that a caravan and an individual are allowed as much space as required. There's no difference between a Yochid and a Shiara. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to say that neither a caravan nor an individual is allowed unlimited area, but only the limits that were set in the Braisa, as he said, that one or two people have two Beisa, three people have more.